nameless life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in, but then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Hello and welcome to the KJB Right Division Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds on KJB RD Radio Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me today to hear this message that I have for you. And I pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. And pray it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to preach a little bit on the church of God which he hath purchased. The church of God which he hath purchased. All right, so please go with me to Acts 20. Acts 20, and we will read verse 28. Acts 20, verse 28. Verse 28 in the King James Bible says this: Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Alright, so here we see that Jesus Christ purchased the church with his own blood. Amen? Jesus Christ, he shed every precious drop of his blood for you, for me, and for the whole world. So, what makes up this church? The church of God? Is it a denomination? Is it a church building? The answer to both of those questions is no. The church, the body of Christ, is made up of every saved believer in this dispensation, the church age. Everyone that has put their faith and trust in Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4, they are the church, the body of Christ. Now, hold on just a second. Be right back. I got my window open, and it's raining. All right. I do apologize for that. But anyway, each believer has been spiritually baptized into the church, the body of Christ. Now, remember that Israel, like in Acts 2:38, right, they had a physical baptism, baptized in water. The body of Christ, the church, their baptism is spiritual. It is done by the Holy Spirit. All right, so let's go to Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. For as the body is one and hath many members. All right, so notice the body of Christ, one. For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And then verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether it be Jews or Gentiles, whether it be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So notice Spirit there is capitalized, and I want you to know there that I want you to notice who is doing the baptizing. It's not a preacher, it is not a pastor, it is not an evangelist, it's not anybody. It is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I asked a preacher one time, I said, you know, this preacher is a Baptist writer. I said, what about this verse here, 1 Corinthians 12, 13? And he said, oh, that's easy. You know, that's the Holy Spirit calling us to water baptism. But there is no water at all in that verse. Amen. So Christ is the head of this church, the body of Christ. All right, look at Colossians 1:18. Colossians 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, which is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So, the pastor of a local church is not the head. An evangelist is not the head. A preacher is not the head. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Now, although, you know, there are pastors of local churches, you know, that think that they are the head and they want their congregations to obey them. Like, I'll give you an example of that really quick. I went to, you know, me and my family, we went to a local church, and the pastor got up into the pulpit, and he dismissed the children to children's Sunday school, but I wanted our three kids to stay with us in the church service, so they didn't go anywhere. The pastor got off of the pulpit, come down to where we were sitting, and sat down by us and looked at our kids, and he said, okay, children, you obey and go to children's Sunday school. But I will tell you that the husband, the dad, is the head of their home. They make the decisions for their home, for their family, not a pastor. Amen? All right, so Christ is the head of this church. This church has many members, but not all members have the same office. Amen? Such as, you know, look at this. Our bodies. Our physical bodies. We only have one. One body. But there are many members to that one body. Fingers, hands, arms, legs, knees, feet, toes. But they all work together. And there's only one head. Amen? So, look at Romans. Romans chapter 12. Verses 4 to 8. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. And then verse 8, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Amen? So, the many members of that one body, they all do different things, but they work together. Alright, so how does a person become a member of this church, the body of Christ? Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 12 and 13. This is the transaction for salvation. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So that is the transaction for salvation. You hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You believe it. You trust it. And then you're sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, which is the rapture. Amen. Look at Acts 16. Verses 29 to 31. This is dealing with Paul and Silas, and they're in prison, you know, and at midnight they're praying and they're singing unto the Lord. And there's an earthquake and the prison doors are open, but they go nowhere. Verse 29, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling, meaning the Philippian jailer, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is it that we need to believe and trust? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. This is the gospel of your salvation right here. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye believed in vain. Now pay attention to verses 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So we believe and trust the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, is that according to me? Is that according to you? Is that according to any pastor, any preacher, anybody? No. According to the Scriptures. Now, I'm going to ask you a very personal question. Do you believe the Scriptures? It's God's Word. You cannot and will not ever tell a lie. Amen. So that is the church of God which he had purchased. He purchased it with his own blood. And so, each and every saved person, they are not their own. They are bought with a price. The shed blood of Jesus Christ. The church, the body of Christ, purchased by Jesus Christ, precious shed blood. Amen. All right, I'll go ahead and I'll stop right there. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Thank you for your prayers for me, my family, for the ministries that he has entrusted us with. Until next time, God bless you.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw.